This morning, I want to talk to you from out of the book of Galatians, the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. The book of Galatians, and the word of the Lord reads just these simple yet profound and arresting words. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. If I were to use as a thought from which to teach or preach this morning, my subject would simply be, don't give up. Keep moving. Don't give up. Keep moving. You know, every year we start off the new year with great intentions, positive affirmations, and New Year's resolutions. Come on now, how many of us do that? We make resolutions to, you know, to lose weight, to engage in better eating habits, to love a little more and argue a little less. We generally affirm these resolutions somewhere around January of the year. But did you know, according to U.S. News and World Report, 80% of New Year's resolutions are broken by the first week in February? Yes, I said 80%. Now, this is a startling number by all accounts. This means that although we start out with good intentions, we end up not fulfilling our commitment because something comes up in our life that throws us off balance. And what can throw us off our resolution? What can throw us off our desire to want to eat well and lose weight? It could be a health crisis. It could be an unexpected divorce. It could be a job that did not come through. It could be a hurtful statement said to you by someone whom you love. That literally will throw you off your course. When these things happen, disappointment sinks in. When these things happen, suicidal thoughts begin to be entertained. When these things happen, life sometimes seems meaningless and pointless. And so we find ourselves crying out with the poets of old that says life is an endless pain with a painful end. We find ourselves crying out with Shakespeare's Macbeth that life is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. We find ourselves crying out with Paul Laurence Dunbar that life is a crust of bread and a corner to sleep in, a minute to smile and an hour to weep in, a pint of joy to a peck of trouble, and never the laugh that the moans come double. You see, for us, when we break our New Year's resolution, when our dreams fail to come to pass, when our hopes are dashed and we go through the nagging pain of despair, we reach the unrighteous conclusion of doing what? Of giving up. We end up saying, oh, well, I'm just going to give up, or it's not worth it, or it's too difficult, and we just give up. Can I respectfully say to you that you must not give up? No, you must not give up. You must get up. I'm going to say that again. You must not give up. You must get up. My good friend and mentor, Mr. Les Brown, one of the greatest motivational speakers on the planet, I believe, said that when life knocks you down, make sure you land on your back, because if you can look up, then you can get up. No, don't get up. Don't give up. Sit up. Don't give up. Stand up. Don't give up. Rise up. When God created you, he did so in his image and right after his likeness. He said, I have given you power and dominion over the earth. And not only that, but I have given you this authority to what? To subdue it. I have given you the power to declare whatsoever you decree in heaven. Look, you shall also decree it on earth. So if God has given you an idea, a mission, a vision, a purpose, or a destiny, don't give up striving to achieve it. Don't give up because you failed the first time. Don't give up for lack of resources. Instead, become resourceful. Go after that dream or vision with a purpose and a mission to achieve it. Just don't give up. Dr. King said, if you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the reel. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, then just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are, but you just can't give up. You've got to keep moving. You can't give up. You've got to keep moving. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those who endure until the end. Don't give up. Keep moving. Weeping may endure for a night, but don't you know joy comes in the morning? Don't give up. Keep moving. God may not come when you want him, but when he comes, oh, my beloved family, he's right on time. Just don't give up. I need you to keep moving. Gospel recording artist Anthony Brown, in a song entitled Trust in You, reminds us that God did not create us to worry. God did not create us to fear, but he created us to worship daily and to leave all of our cares right there with him. So don't you give up now. You got to keep moving. But you may ask, how do I not give up? Jesse, how do I not give up in the midst of the divorce? How do I not give up in the midst of sickness? How do I not give up in the midst of my life being disrupted? How do I not give up? Can I ask you the question, how do you give up? You're not supposed to give up. You're not supposed to give up even when failure comes into your life. You're not supposed to give up. Then there are three things I want to share with you that if you could write down in the short amount of time that I have left that will help you be able to get up and rise up when you feel like life is knocking you down. And I want these things that I share with you, I want you to apply them in your life every single day. Number one, I want you to change the narrative. Change the narrative. The first thing I need you to do is to change the narrative. What do I mean by this? We buy into the narrative of other people and not ourselves. Other people tell us this is too hard for us to do, and we buy into it. Other people tell us we can't accomplish this dream, goal, or aspiration, and we buy into it. And either we never try it or we stop trying altogether. Other people tell us to stop doing God, to stop doing good because we are being taken advantage of or being used, and we buy into their perception. Other people tell you about Murphy's Law, that what can go wrong, come on now, will go wrong. But I want to introduce to you today another law called God's law. And God's law says in Jeremiah 29 and 11, I know the plans I have for you. They are to prosper you and not to harm you. God's law says these things that I do, you can do also. And even greater things can you do. God's law says, touch not my anointed one and do my prophet no harm. God's law says that whatsoever you sow, you shall also reap. You must change the narrative. When the enemy says you can't, you must say I can. When the enemy says you are, you must say I'm not. When the negative thinking creeps into your mind, you must say, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in me. When the thought of giving up creeps in, the thought of rising up must sink in. Don't give up. Keep moving. Change the narrative and you change your life. I am not a victim, but a victor. I am not poor and broke, but rich and wealthy beyond measure. I am not sick, but healed and whole. I am not a sinner, but saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and mighty baptized. No, I can't give up. I have to keep moving. I've got to keep moving. Number two, stop looking back to try and fix what happened and look forward. Too often we look back trying to figure out what went wrong. We try to justify why things did not work out. We try to rationalize why we did not follow through with our New Year's resolution, our vision, our dream, our goal. We stay stuck in the past and never look in the future. The reality is that we have to stop looking back and start looking forward. Looking back takes too much time and energy, family. The Apostle Paul said on looking back in Philippians 3:13, but one thing I do, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press forward on the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenly bound in Christ Jesus. In other words, God has a vision and a purpose for your life, and that vision and purpose is in alignment with your divine destiny. Don't give up. Keep moving. Lastly, fail forward. The last point I want to focus on is this point that a lot of us want to give up because we are afraid of failure. But I want you to realize that it's failing, that failing is a part of life, but not a permanent station in life. You never know what success looks like sometimes until you understand what failure feels like in rough times. Therefore, just because we fail sometimes in life, it doesn't mean we should give up. It doesn't mean we should give up when we don't meet our targeted point. Failure is not a measurement of our success. It is a barometer of our determination. Don't give up. Look forward. Keep dreaming. Keep believing and keep moving. God bless you.